readers, writers, and plot enthusiasts. I'm Ella.
And I'm Ellie. Welcome to our podcast, The Plot Thickens, where we talk about all things books, writing, and storylines.
Grab your favorite tea and settle in to listen every other week wherever you get your podcasts.
For the stories and the friends that shape us.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to The Plot Thickens. My name's Ella.
And I'm Ellie.
And today, we're both sitting here with a cup of Earl Grey. One of us is drinking it the right way, with cream and honey.
And one of us is drinking it the actual right way, with cream and sugar.
But we will agree to disagree on that, I suppose. But thank you for coming along on our first podcast. We just wanted to start off with talking about a few things. We're going to talk about how we met, our favorite tropes, and what they say about us. What this podcast is going to be, why we want to make this podcast, and then what this podcast is going to be and what you can expect from it. So first, let's just start off. Ellie, do you want to tell the story? How did we meet?
Yes. So Ella and I actually both go to the same college, and we're both writing majors there. So the first weekend of college, our department had a breakfast, and that was where Ella and I first met each other. And we quickly realized, obviously, we have really similar names, we have really similar interests, we both love books and writing, and we both love the Lord. So getting to just talk about all those things together really brought us closer. And we've read a lot of the same books and watched a lot of the same movies, so we started to love to, like, talk about those together. And we used to talk about them for hours. I can't count the hours we spent analyzing plots, whether it's a book we both read or even just our own writing. And we've always had a lot of fun doing that, so that's really kind of cemented our friendship. And we love talking about all of it.
Yeah. The master formula for friendship. Tea, books, and accidental identity fraud.
Yes, that has happened too. Multiple times.
Accidental and purposeful.
Yes. Oh my goodness. The amount of times we have impersonated each other, accidentally and on purpose, is actually concerning.
It is concerning.
There are multiple restaurants that think we are the other person. Let's just say that.
That is accurate. Don't know whose fault that is. So weird.
Don't know anybody who's gone around giving other people's names.
Nope. Don't know anyone who's stolen my name.
Never.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways. Obviously, we have a lot of the same interests. We love talking about some of the same things. But we do have some differences. So, Ella, go ahead and tell us about your favorite trope and what it says about you.
Okay. So we were looking this up the other night. We were talking about our favorite romance tropes. Mm-hmm. And my favorite, all-time favorite romance trope is rivals to lovers. Because Ooh. You cannot get better than watching two characters argue throughout the whole book. I just slowly fall in love and fight for the same position and then give them up for the other one. And it's adorable, it's mm-hmm. sweet. It's two characters pushing each other to be better versions of themselves and mm-hmm. slowly learning from each other. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And if you've read the end of Green Gables books, mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about. Oh. It can't get better. Anne, Gilbert, mm-hmm. perfection.
Yes, I love them so much. They're like my favorite.
And we like similar tropes, just not quite.
Yeah, it's true. So I actually love enemies to lovers, which Ella's not a huge fan of, but I just love the drama of, like, not just competing, but, like, absolute hatred between two characters.
Okay, here we go. I like a good rivalry. I don't really like my characters trying to murder each other usually.
No, they don't have to try to murder each other. They can just, like, utterly despise each other. Like, think, like, Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth from Pride and Prejudice. Like, that is just, like, peak enemies to lovers. Like, they're both just out to sabotage each other, but then they both have to realize that they're wrong about each other. And I think the reason I love this trope so much is that it's just such a cool idea to me that two characters can, like, demonstrate the worst about each other to the other person. Like, take Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth. Like, they were not being nice to each other, like, at all. Mr. Darcy sabotaged her family, and it was, like, a whole thing. But even though they couldn't help falling in love with each other, and I think it's just this really cool picture of how, like, us as humans, we want people to, like, see the worst in us and still love us. Like, love us unconditionally.
That's true. I will concede I like some. Mm-hmm. I just don't like characters trying to murder other characters and then falling in love.
Well, Ella, I don't know if you can really talk about attempted murder.
I would like to say that if we make a statistical analysis, a lot of my characters remain alive in my books.
And a lot of them die dramatically.
You are one to be talking.
No.
The first story Ellie shared with me
was just fine.
It was not.
It was totally fine. Not.
Many people died.
It was totally fine. Only a few people died. Was he in a game before the age of 14? Yes. But you know, it worked out in the end. That's what matters.
It was a good impression, first impression of Ellie's writing style. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. It was very well written.
Well, thank you. The first piece I read of yours, a child died.
A child did not die.
Everybody else disagrees with me, but I'm convinced that in this short story, a child did die.
No children were harmed in the writing of that story. I just like to say it was about a toy car.
All the children were alive at the end.
Alive and well and sad. But alive and well.
Oh my goodness. Well, we also disagree about death a little bit, as we can tell, even though we both write it similarly.
True.
But anyways, coming all the way back around from death, back to the tropes. So, Ella, would you love to tell us why we're making this podcast?
Absolutely. So, this was a well-thought-out and executed idea that came up between walking between the dining hall and, I believe, Ellie's work.
Yes.
It's about 2 to 5 minute walk.
Yes.
And somewhere in the middle of that 2 to 5 minute walk, we got on the topic of podcasts, and one of us, I don't actually remember who, was
I
like,
either.
We would be a great podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was like, yeah, we would.
And then
we sat there, and then we were like, we could. And we did. And a couple weeks later, we are here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It worked out really well. It's funny, because neither of us had ever talked about this before, and we actually both had a secret desire to, like, start a podcast for, like, the longest time.
So, this is your sign. If you have a secret desire to start a podcast, go find their friend with a similar name and see if they also have a secret desire to start a podcast.
You never know.
You never know. It could be.
It really could.
But, yeah, we want this podcast to be, for one, fun.
We
enjoy books. We love talking about books, and we want to share that fun with you guys and just have a blast talking about what we love. We also want to fellowship both with each other and with you guys and just learn more about writing through other people, because that's how we write.
Yeah.
We write based on the people around us that make us who we are.
Yes.
And it's also about friendship, our friendship. And hopefully we can share some of this friendship with you guys as well. We also want to help ourselves grow in writing by just analyzing plots, talking about different things that we can implement in our own writing, and also hopefully helping you guys in your own writing or even in your own reading to just notice things and appreciate different things about writing.
Yes.
So I think that covers why we're making this podcast, but Ellie, can you tell us what we can expect from this podcast?
Yes. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. Ella and I analyze plots all the time. So that's basically what we're going to be talking about. We're going to go through plots, characters, themes, all these different things. And this season, we're going to be talking about stories that shaped us. So some of our favorite stories that we've read or watched and how they've like affected our writing and the lessons we can learn from them.
Be warned, there will be some hot takes. You might disagree with us, but we have thought there might be some disagreement between us as well.
We might have a few versus episodes in the works. We have some childhood classic disagreements.
We will probably still survive that episode intact.
Hopefully.
With our friendship intact.
Hopefully. We can hope. One of us will emerge a victor, finally deciding the right children's classic.
And it will be me.
And it will be me. You were right. But down to some more like concrete details. So our goal is to get this podcast out bi-weekly because we're busy people and weekly is just not achievable for us. But we're going to shoot for 20-minute episodes. So our goal is to just have this be like pull up a cup of tea, sit down, and just kind of listen to us as we chat together about a plot, characters, or theme. And we're even thinking about having some guests along the way.
Yeah, should be some exciting surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lot of plot analysis, but we might throw in some interesting twists in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be very fun. Also, if you are also a college student, pull up a cup of tea. Also, clean your room while you're listening.
Yes.
Do your laundry. We know you're out there.
Yes. Perfect length for that. You know, that's how we should advertise this podcast, Ella.
Do your laundry. We know you haven't.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah. So.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. And thanks for coming on. We'll be see you next time, and we're going to be talking about one of our favorite series ever.
Indeed. This is a series that actually, this occurred pretty early on in our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
We both discovered not a passion,
uh-huh.
not a love. We're not fans of this series.
Mm-hmm.
We're just enthusiastic.
We're just invested,
We just watch all the episodes and discuss them and analyze them for hours and hours on end. But we're not fans.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
So, tune in next time to hear us talk about The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be great, guys. Oh my goodness.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a nice rest of your day.
See you guys soon.